Wind would be the main threat, but you can't rule out a tornado in a situation like this. High around 73 tomorrow, then sharply cooler tomorrow evening as showers come to an end. Friday's high 63. Could be an isolated shower, a breezy day, down to 44 Saturday morning, and Saturday's high in the upper 60s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today before the storm system gets here. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after a man was found dead on Cherry Street Tuesday afternoon. Police haven't released the man's name or a cause of death. They say there are no obvious signs of foul play. Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth says his wife was injured in an accidental shooting Tuesday. He says this happened while she was skeet shooting with her family. Her injuries are minor. And Montgomery Public Schools emergency response team is making sure they are ready should disaster strike. They held a training session at Garrett Coliseum, one of many school evacuation checkpoints in the city. It was a way to get MPS nurses, faculty, and staff aware of how to move students safely and securely with bus transportation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Blue Water Broadcasting, it's your Diva Tortoy, guys, and I'm right here at McGriff Paint and Body, located on Bell Street today from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. Of course, it is that time again, and I'm talking about our Blue Water Broadcasting annual holiday food drive to benefit the Montgomery Area Food Bank. Help us help the needy families right here in our river region and to make sure they have food on their tables this holiday season. You can now drop off your non-perishable food donations. I will be here until 1 p.m. Come on out, guys. I'm at McGriff Paint and Body, located on Bell Street, to 1 p.m. Bring out those donations. Of course, it's your Diva Tortoy right here with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Don't wait until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want. Get a great deal today and get a new floor in time for the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get waterproof floors from just 64 cents and best-selling hardwood up to 26% off. Plus, get pre-Black Friday flooring deals like 32% off Bull Barn Oak Laminate. Do it yourself or have us install it for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or lumberliquidators.com today.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump and the First Lady paid their respects to the victims of Saturday's massacre as a grief-stricken community began to bury the dead. Jeffrey Myers, the synagogue's rabbi, greeted Mr. Trump along with his daughter Ivanka Trump and son-in-law Jared Kushner.
The notorious Boston crime boss who was on the run for years, caught and sent to prison for life, Whitey Bulger, he's now been killed behind bars.
President Trump is reportedly looking at doing away with birthright citizenship.
Now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order.
Allegations of a possible smear campaign against special counsel Robert Mueller to frame him with lies about sexual harassment.
An alleged porch pirate caught on camera. A woman police say was caught in the act, apparently trying to steal packages from someone's front door.
Much of Italy is under alert for flooding from heavy rains, including Venice, which has seen its worst flooding in about a decade.
Pharrell isn't happy at all about President Trump using his song at a rally on the day of the Pittsburgh massacre.
Williams has sent a cease and desist letter to President Trump.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Time it is up 333 points. And let me check the temperature outside. 51 this morning, 78 today. Right now, the high's going to be 82. It's Halloween. Let's bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Happy Halloween to you, my friend. Are you going trick-or-treating tonight?
Happy Halloween to you, and no. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Do you like to go out on Halloween?
No, especially not on a weeknight.
Yeah, with all the crazies out there?
Right. I like to be boring.
There you go. Safe, no. It's a lot safer being boring.
Right. I mean, I'm happy to have people come over and be boring with me. Especially if they're young, attractive, rich women. You can come be boring all day, night long on Halloween night. I'm happy to do that. I don't like going out, though.
There's some crazies out there. Yeah. There's some crazies. There was a while back in my neighborhood, there were kids that were trick-or-treating, and they were a little late, and they weren't wearing the proper attire to be seen.
Oh, no.
And they're from another neighborhood visiting our neighborhood. And so this guy was coming through, cutting through down Wildwood Drive and just hit one of them. Just hit him. He'd been drinking.
Well, and that's another thing to keep in mind, folks, if you are out, especially in neighborhoods this evening, watch out for the kids.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, not a lot of street lights. I've got a street light right in front of my house, but it wasn't a good deal. And thank goodness it didn't, you know, the kid wasn't that hurt. He slammed on brakes and it kind of popped over the hood of the car type thing. But, man. Okay, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We're going to get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market, which I need to see what Fresh Market has got cooking in today on this special. Also, Sweet Creek Farm Market, which I'm heading down there today, matter of fact, to check everything out for the weekend and see about their tailgating and all that. You can get in on that drawing just by being a caller, but say something to us. Don't just say, I want in. Just say something to me and, you know, talk to me. Make me feel nice. And what's that gift basket? Well, it's what's in it? It's $60 worth of anything you want to put into it. And you can go all sorts of ways. I'm really excited about heading down there and seeing what they've got for this weekend. I know they're going to have the Boston Butts on special. Ooh, the grass-fed ribeye is on sale. The porterhouse is on sale. $9.99 a pound for the porterhouse. That's $4 off. Man. Grass-fed ribeye is $12.99 a pound.
Man, that's good.
Rack of lamb, $14.99 a pound. They don't have the colossal shrimp. They've got the regular shrimp that they've got already peeled for you. Jumbo cocktail shrimp, $14.99 a pound.
Porterhouse, I have to say, at that price with that $4 savings, is it's calling my name.
I know. And it's really good, too.
I mean, who doesn't love a steak that you can pick up a bone and eat it like a rib?
There you go. And they're really good. They're really good. Okay, so 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's start out with Catherine Harris talking about Mueller has asked the FBI to probe a sexual misconduct scheme that was being perpetrated on him.
The Office of Special Counsel rarely comments publicly and took the unusual step, issuing this brief statement on the record yesterday that the matter is now in the hands of the FBI. Quote, when we learned last week of allegations that women were offered money to make false claims about the special counsel, we immediately referred the matter to the FBI for investigation. As background, the special counsel's spokesman indicated that about a week ago, several journalists received an email from an individual claiming that they had been offered money to level sexual misconduct allegations against Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The alleged incident dating back to the 1970s when the individual was a paralegal at a large law firm where Mueller worked. Jack Berkman, who describes himself on Twitter as a radio host doing conservative news and commentary, has been singled out as one of the parties behind the alleged scheme. In a statement to FoxNews.com Tuesday, Berkman said he did not know the woman who spoke with reporters, including The Atlantic, who first broke the story. He said he has never paid anyone to do such a thing. Quote, this is very silly. It is Mueller doing the usual, trying to deflect from his own problems. The FBI provided no further comment to Fox about the referral. Earlier this week, Berkman tweeted about a related event Thursday, and we'll keep you updated as we verify more of the details.
Okay, so let me give you a little bit more information. So, allegedly, this lady goes to the Washington Post and says, they offered me $20,000 to make up a story about Mueller. That sexual misconduct.
Who's they?
It's a firm called, I'll have to get the story out, but it's a firm that,
but it's an actual
political strategies.
Named firm.
Yeah, okay. A named firm. That this Berman guy worked for. And so if that is true that somebody did that, that would be kind of like a little obstruction of justice type problem. This thing just broke this morning, by the way. So the Washington Post ran the story, and it didn't get out into the network mainstream at all. Fox picked it up, and MSNBC talked about it. And this could be some pretty serious stuff here. And I hope somebody was not being stupid like that and trying to replicate what the Democrats are doing.
Right.
Because we're just not nearly as good at it as they are. So did I say that out loud? I did say that out loud. So I wanted to do that. There was a story that we also didn't get to yesterday. And it was the Gentleman's Quarterly lady that was on the Monday show talking about she's Jewish, her parents immigrated from Russia, and she was talking about the one that was talking about Trump as the cause of the shooting of the Jews in the synagogue. Let's listen to something else that she said on another show.
Julia, you know this firsthand because you wrote a story about First Lady Melania Trump, and it was just a straight story. It had some positive things, it had some negative things, whatever. She hated it. The president's supporters hated it. They attacked you, and President Trump refused to criticize his supporters. He said, you need to take it up with them.
Yeah, he said, I have no message for them. And furthermore, when Melania was asked about this, she said that I provoked the anti-Semitic, frankly, death threats. You know, people were calling my house at 1 a.m. saying, hi, you ordered a homicide scene cleanup, or hi, you ordered a coffin to your house.
Sending pictures of you in an oven and all sorts
of
things.
Right, right. Or a caricature of a Jew being shot execution style with the subject line being, we're on to you. And I think it's interesting that now Melania is, or the First Lady is now, you know, her campaign is Be Best and it's against cyberbullying. But when there was a clear example of cyberbullying, she said, well, the victim provoked it. Please don't interrupt me. I have to agree with Simone here. I think, you know, this president, one of the things that he really launched his presidential run on is talking about Islamic radicalization. And this president has radicalized so many more people than ISIS ever did. I mean, the way he talks, allows these people, the way he winks and nods to these groups, the way he says, I know I'm not supposed to say it, but I'm a nationalist, the way that he hems and haws when he has to condemn these people and kind of gritting his teeth kind of says, fine, okay, I condemn this, but then, you know, and
Jake,
all his...
For you not to push back on that...
You're about to push back on, but to
that's
bring...
irresponsible. For her to say that the President of the United States has radicalized more people than ISIS is irresponsible. ISIS... Folks, do you know?
ISIS,
what do you base it upon? What do you base
ISIS
it upon?
ISIS had like 10,000 members. I think the president has far more supporters who espouse an equally.
How about that? That was real clear. That busted the end of that tape. But I want you to hear the guy. I mean, to say that Donald Trump has radicalized more people than ISIS.
Just a bit hyperbolic, to put it nicely.
This lady is off the chain. Absolutely off the chain.
Well, I can see why she has a job on cable news and at GQ. She gets paid to say crap like that, and it's ridiculous. It's over the top. It really is.
It really is. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, and there at the end, she was essentially saying that Trump has millions of supporters, so, I mean, he's radicalized millions, right? And ISIS is only radicalized, what, they have 10,000?
100,000 or whatever. That was absolutely
there are
amazing.
Some Looney Tunes on the right, and I'm sure there's some Looney Tune people that like the president. And same thing with crazy, violent people on the left. And then there are crazy, violent people that think the mirror's staring back at them too much, you know?
Well, when you radicalize somebody, what you're doing is you're putting some action in it, like cutting somebody's head off.
Right.
Or running over them in a truck.
Right.
And this is absolutely amazing.
And I don't know where the president has gone out there and said, you know, let's, you know, shoot up a synagogue.
No. I think we would have noticed that.
Yeah.
And I think they would have played that tape a billion times here. Okay, so Trey Gowdy was out there a couple of days ago, and we didn't get to this yesterday. But, you know, one thing I like about Trey Gowdy is he's a very thoughtful guy. And he is going to kind of be talking about this radicalization and how do we reunite. I think he's had a very good point here.
I want to start with what we left off with Jonathan Swan, who covers the White House, and talking about the sort of battle that goes on and the fingers that are pointed over what happened at the synagogue this weekend. But he felt that the responsibility lies more on the president than it does on the press because he is, quote, the most powerful person in the world. Do you agree with that?
Well, I certainly agree he's the most powerful person in the world. He has a unique opportunity. I have never been good, Martha, at changing other people's behavior. I need to be good at engaging in self-reflection. And if every one of my fellow citizens would look in the mirror and say, what can I do to improve our country? How can I be less divisive? How can I be more intentional in my efforts to unify this country? I can't change President Trump's behavior. I can't change the headlines at Politico and Washington Post. What I would love to see the president do when he goes to Pittsburgh is to eulogize the lives of those lost. That's what's unifying. Just like in Charleston, when 9 of my fellow South Carolinians lost their lives simply because they are black. Get to know the people who lost their lives. That would be unifying for my fellow citizens, but politicizing tragedies hours after they happened is just reflective of how incredibly divisive we are.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Marsh Show. We're going to be back with Chris right after this.
Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This is where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Chris. Chris, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Oh, hello, Dan. You know, I just find it ironic that they're talking about all these terrible things that, you know, Republicans and Trump have done, but I don't remember any Republicans trying to kill a bunch of Republicans trying to kill Democrats on a baseball field. You know, I mean, it's just the hyper-politicization of everything in life, too. If you think about it, you can't even go to the restroom without being politicized. I mean, there's words that people say now, the word maybe watermelon or cotton, chains. I mean, there's like a list of words in some of these colleges you can't even say because they'll trigger people. I mean, everything in this country has just been politicized. I mean, football. I mean, you know, everything. I mean, it's unbelievable. And these liberals sit up there and they scream and yell, and then they're the ones that try to use, you know, this tragedy up in Pittsburgh to throw it in Trump's face. It's just, it's really disgusting, and it really is showing the decay of just normal America. And it's actually, I personally think it's causing a lot of people mental health issues. And I wouldn't doubt say that some of these people aren't mentally challenged themselves as far as their mental health. I mean, they hyper-politicize everything, so they live in this agitated world. It's just really disturbing.
Chris, let me ask you a couple of questions. How old are you?
I'm 43.
Do you go to many cocktail parties or places where you're socializing and there's alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
What is that like in your world?
What do you mean? Like,
do y'all talk politics at these things?
Oh yeah, people talk politics, and it's just everybody's disgusted, and it's just almost a joke. It really is. I mean, it's just like, you know, what do you do? I think really most people, what they say when we start talking politics, what kind of world is our children growing up in? What is the future going to be for these people in 20 years? Our children in 20 years. Also, you talk about, like, school. I mean, people are like, what is the value of people going to college anymore? You know, things like
that. Amen to that. You're preaching my sermon to parents and for people. I mean, you really don't need to go to college like you used to. It has changed so much from my day, so much.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not going in for a skill, what's the purpose? I mean, you need to go to a trade school and learn coding or something like that. I mean, it's not worth it.
Well, if you need a college degree to get a secondary degree, then I can understand. In other words, if you want to be an attorney, you need to have a college degree. If you want to be a doctor, you have to have a college degree. But there's all the stuff that people are in school for that they're not going to use a lick of it when they get out. And they think, well, I've got a four-year college degree, so I'm worth something. Well, no, you're not, unless you can do something for it. You either have to make money for somebody or save money for somebody.
Yeah. All you're learning is you're being indoctrinated, and you're going to be in debt $200,000 with a liberal arts degree that you're not going to get a job with.
Oh, yeah, particularly if you do a liberal arts degree.
Yeah, and then you're going to, you know, then you're going to sit around, then you become some radicalized left-winger. Because that's all you've heard. I mean, I remember I was kind of on the very verge getting out of college where we had professors. One of them, I mean, I'll never forget one of them. Yeah, I was actually in a journalism school. One of them said, you know, Republicans typically are uneducated, dumb people.
Man.
You know, I mean, that was the comment. You know, they're mostly trailer park trash.
Man.
You know, unlike him, you know, he was sitting in the ivory tower smarter than everybody else. And, you know, it's just things like that. But, again, you know, the radicalization of everything and the politicalization, it's to the point where people, that's why people turn off politics. They might not be informed because they're so sick and tired of hearing the back and forth. And I have to agree to some degree that even Fox News is guilty of it, you know. You know, the straight news and the talking heads all the time, you listen to this garbage over and over and over again, it'll wear on you, and but I really think that has a lot to do with the mental health crisis in this country, other than there's not enough people to help people in need. But I think just the politicalization of everything. If you drive an SUV, you're killing the environment, right? You have too many kids, you're killing the environment. You know, I mean, there's people that think that people have, you know, 4, 5, 6 kids, they're crazy and radical, and they're killing the environment with too many children. It's just the crazy thoughts out there, and I don't know how these people come up with this stuff, but it's made into mainstream America.
You said something a little while ago talking about the mental health of people, and this is how I kind of look at it. People get too bound up on things. They are seeing things like global warming. If you have a discussion with somebody about global warming, watch how quickly it moves to their personal health. I mean, it's amazing. And then, you know, the gun issue, it's a personal health issue to them. And they're getting too bound up with it instead of understanding kind of the concept of free enterprise and the concept of the Second Amendment and things like that.
Yeah, and it's made its way into corporate America. It's made its way all through the American life now. I mean, it's just the days when I grew up in the 80s as a young person. It was, I mean, I have to say it was a free, it was actually unbound. You know, we were able to go, I mean, my dad would whistle for me to come in when it's dark. We would go into, I lived in an area called Fox Hollow. We lived in Marshall Field. I mean, the thought of my children being out there in Marshall Field now, I don't think that would happen. I mean, I'd love for them to, but, you know, I don't know if we're just more aware of just the strange things that go on now, and then that's why we're a little bit more protective. I just don't know. It's just sad that we're so bound now. And
I wonder when that started, because I grew up in County Downs, and my parents let me roam around all Marshall Field and that area that wasn't developed yet, and we had all sorts of fun. But I know what you mean, though, that especially folks around my age, I'll be 30 December 1st, there is more, I think just there's so much that we know about the world, and how Dan and I have a conversation off air about how there truly are malevolent people out there you have to watch out for.
I think probably, you know, social media and things like that have made people more aware of all these terrible things going on and make you a little bit more anxious about, you know, your children or whatever. But again, you know, again, everything's just so politicized, and we're just at this heightened state all the time, anxious state. And I'm not so sure if it's not made to order to some degree. But, you know, that's what having a Christian background, having those types of morals and teaching your children that do help. But at the same time, you know, society itself is just, to me, I feel like now I'm on the fringe of raising my children a certain way, thinking a certain way. But, you know, the world has kind of shifted in a way to where it's not what it used to be. And it's kind of sad.
Chris, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sure. You have a great day. News 93.1. Damn our show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I was slipping into darkness. Yeah. Take my mind beyond the tree. Where I
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
What you've always wanted and never knew you needed has finally arrived. The Shane Butler and Rich Thomas bobblehead. Watch their heads bobble with excitement as you ride along Montgomery's many poorly paved roads. It's fun. It's amazing. The Shane Butler and Rich Thomas bobbleheads are available for a limited time only at United Food and Fuel Citgo locations. Get yours now. But wait, there's more. All proceeds benefit the Joy to Life Foundation. Who really needs a bobblehead? You do. Get yours for $10 today.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Starting tonight in Florida, President Trump's holding 11 rallies in 8 states in 5 days leading up to the midterm elections. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says,
"It's amazing the amount of time and energy that he has spent helping push Republicans over the line." Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to see that fruitful, particularly when it comes to the Senate.
She was on Fox and Friends. The top military commander for North America says 5,000 active duty troops are expected at the southern border by the end of this weekend, with more to come.
Air Force General Terrence O'Shaughnessy says 1,800 active duty troops are in Texas right now. So far, none of the troops have been sent to the border. First, they will need training. While Border Patrol remains in the lead for dealing with migrants, the military will prepare for incidental interaction. Troops will be armed, but only for self-defense. The cost of the deployment remains unclear.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Important weather changes on the way, but for today, a very warm Halloween. Mostly sunny with a high temperature up to about 83. There could be an isolated shower during the early evening hours during trick-or-treat hours, but the rain chances are 20% or less. Could be a shower or thunderstorm by the wee hours of the morning. Low temperature tonight, 66. Tomorrow, windy. Showers and thunderstorms, some possibly severe. Damaging wind would be the main threat, but you can't rule out a tornado in a situation like this. High around 73 tomorrow, then sharply cooler tomorrow evening as showers come to an end. Friday's high, 63. Could be an isolated shower, a breezy day, down to 44 Saturday morning, and Saturday's high in the upper 60s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today before the storm system gets here. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm Attorney Sarge Grubbs, inviting you to attend the Successful Aging Boot Camp at the Archibald Senior Center on November 1st. If you're over age 55, this is a must-attend event. Call 649-4911 to register. Seats are limited. Call 649-4911 to register.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Stop the things you do.
Hey folks, this is a talk show, so if you want to talk about that subject, then don't text me about it.
No, but I'm shy. I'm shy. Yeah, you intimidate me, man.
People do tell me
that is true. I've heard that too.
I'm a nice guy. Yeah, but you're going to embarrass me. No, I'm not.
Well, don't say anything dumb.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. We don't tolerate. Never mind. Let's move to Nancy Cordes talking about health care is an important midterm election issue in Florida. And I've been saying this for a while. The Republicans needed to do a better job of their messaging considering health care. And the Democrats are doing a sufficient job, but they're not even doing a very good job with it. I'm kind of surprised that this subject is so aloof.
Tonight, the president begins a series of 11 rallies in 6 days leading up to the midterm elections. Healthcare is a top issue for voters across the country, including Florida. Now, our battleground tracker poll found 3 out of 4 Floridians say it's very important to their vote just ahead of the economy. Nancy Cordes is in Miami Beach with more on this story. Nancy.
And here in Florida and really around the country, health care has been a huge part of the closing argument for both parties, but especially for Democrats who have been looking at the polling for months and believe that the party in power is vulnerable on this issue.
I believe that health care should be a right.
Turn on the TV, and it's not hard to spot the Democratic message.
Ted Cruz has voted to take away health care from millions of American families.
Now the threat is Patrick Morrissey's lawsuit to take away health care.
Over the past 2 months, more than half of all Democratic ads in federal races mentioned health care, highlighting GOP opposition to Obamacare.
The ayes are 217, the nays are 213.
As the law's popularity has bounced back from a low in 2013.
Perfecto.
At Community Health of South Florida, Obamacare led to a drop in the rate of uninsured patients from 70% to 50%.
Once they got coverage, they were able to come a lot more often. With a closer follow-up, have better control of their diseases.
The Republicans really did kind of mess up on the health care. When we were talking about it 2 years ago, and they were talking about having the states do it and go in and go be able to sell insurance over state lines and things like that, and then nothing happened. They don't even talk about it. They never even attempted. They tried to basically get rid of the Obamacare and then the famous John McCain vote, but they lost the battle because Obamacare was terrible. And they actually, by not doing anything, made it, well, it's the only thing that's out there, so therefore that's what I have. And it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that the Republicans just dropped the ball on that. And I don't know why they did it. I don't get it at all. That was that was such an important issue that it actually, in the state of Alabama, that was a main driving issue that they were using for state jobs that were out there and people talking about it. We talked about it on the show an awful lot. But they seem to just kind of have dropped it. And the Democrats are certainly seen as being someone who is more healthcare oriented, and that you get into this Medicaid for all and this kind of stuff, or expansion of Medicaid. But they really lost that issue. And when we look back at the forensics of some of these races, that may be something that we're going to go back and say, well, the reason that that particular person did not win was because there was not a health care widget in their campaign that they were talking about. So let me keep going here with Nancy Cordes and talking about Florida, and we're going to look at the health care and important other issues.
The clinic is located in Florida's 26th district, represented by Republican Carlos Corbello. His Democratic challenger has hammered him on Obamacare.
He actually voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act in a district where we have the second largest number of people enrolled in the ACA.
Corbello argues premiums are still rising too fast and that the GOP plan would have been better.
If you had been successful in repealing and replacing Obamacare, what would have happened to all the people here in your district who rely on it?
They would be part of a healthcare system that's more coherent, and we would be on a more sustainable path towards better healthcare in our country.
President Trump is campaigning for Republicans here in Florida today. He's been trying to change the conversation to immigration, an issue where Republicans think, Gail, that they have the edge.
4 o'clock Central, and we'll all be here for a primetime election night special. Really looking forward to this, starting at 9, 8 Central, right here.
I am going to have fun watching the election night returns, but as somebody who's about to go on Medicare, is that, you know, you look at the longevity of Medicare, and you could have a problem within 7 years in Medicare if they don't do something in here. And the Democrats are quick to say, well, they're going to cut Medicare. Well, what they're trying to do is save Medicare and use, because I'm doing all this research on how to, you know, buy supplements and which supplements to buy, and I've really kind of tutored myself in this whole thing. By the way, everybody else used to say get Section F, and when you really look at it and you look study kind of the information, actually Section G for the money differential is better. You just have $183 out-of-pocket expense, and once you meet that, then everything's paid for and your premium's a lot cheaper there. But that does kind of disturb me, being a cancer survivor and then being dependent upon Medicare and only have an outlet of Medicare, because there's not any other choices. But what is happening is the less that they cover Medicare, the more your supplement goes up. And so that's why F is really going to start going higher, and they're actually going to do away with F. It's the last year you can get it, if I read it correctly. But these, when you start messing with somebody's health insurance, particularly if you're an old person like me, it is very jarring out there, and particularly being a cancer survivor. So the Republicans need to get ahead of this issue and start talking about it. And again, I think it's one of those things that when we go back and look, we may find some races that where the person lost in a Republican district because of the lack of a coherent healthcare story that they could tell, or at least say that they were doing something with it. But immigration, as you picked up with that, is what. And so in Florida, you've got you have an aging population, and you have a high Medicaid population. So you have two ends of the spectrum. You have Medicare recipients, a whole bunch of them that are there, and then you have a lot of people that are on Medicaid and their equivalent of our health insurance for kids, like Kids First, which, by the way, that's one of the best programs in the country, is what we do here in Alabama. People criticize Alabama for a lot of things, but Kids First is not one of them. They do a great job with it. 272-9228. Let's get deeper down into the midterm analysis here. And this was an analysis that was on Fox that I thought was interesting.
1 week to the midterm elections, and Nancy Pelosi sounds confident that they're going to win.
Let me say this. Up until today, I would have said if the election were held today, we would win. Now I'm saying is we will win.
Please don't say that. Do you want to say that on Hillary's fireworks barge that she canceled? please don't say that.
We will win. We own the ground.
Mike, why shouldn't you get excited? Maybe she's got secret polls that we don't have access to.
No. Guys, remember the exact same people who 2 years ago said Hillary Clinton was going to be president are the people who are saying the Democrats are going to win the House today. So please take this with a grain of salt. You talked about polls. I think we know how these work by now. They ask a certain number of people who they're going to vote for, but then they filter that down based off of likely voters. So who they think will vote, but they're just guessing. I read an article this morning in The Interceptor about why millennials aren't voting. And one of the number one reasons why millennials don't vote is because they don't know where to buy stamps, Brian. They don't know where to buy stamps.
What?
Because they can't mail in. They don't know where to mail in their ballot. So I have a hard time hearing this argument that Democrat enthusiasm's high when buying a stamp is a hurdle that's too high to climb.
That actually was an article that talked about that.
Good Lord.
Amazing.
You know, try the post office.
Yeah, that would be kind of your first hit. But,
right.
But then where's the post office? Who? Google.
Oh, no.
I love it. News 793.1 FM, Dan Mar Show. We'll be back after this brief break.
I put a spell on you.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Because you're mine. Stop the things you do.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya!
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Seven 2-9-2-2-8, that's where we are. It's going to be a hot Halloween this year. It's normally Halloween is normally like the first cold night that you really have. But, I mean, this is 82.
Ooh. Yeah.
Little munchkins are going to be warm in those outfits. Let's do this. Let's go to the second part of this, talking about the midterms. And going to be asking, the analysts are going to be talking about the economy and then also this kind of 14th Amendment thing.
She said, we own the ground. What does she mean by that?
Well, I think it's about voter enthusiasm, right? But I actually think voter enthusiasm is higher among Republicans. Let's not forget what happened with Kavanaugh. I don't think Republican voters do. I don't think this caravan stuff from the south of our border helps the Democrats. I think it actually helps Donald Trump. You just had Stewart on who rightfully said the economy is humming. I think Republican voters are fired up and they want to keep this party going.
Right. But what about, okay, so the president has felt that, and his team has felt that the caravan has been a winning issue for him and the Republicans. But then at the 11th hour, he throws in this birthright citizenship thing. Does that help the Republicans?
Yeah, I think that does too. You guys had a great law professor on about an hour ago who was saying the same thing. This is not a bigoted sentiment to have. It's a very sensible, it's a very historically accurate sentiment. And again, I think most voters are like, yeah, this birthright stuff, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Right. We do need to look into that. So again, more winning issues for the president, especially immigration.
We're going to have a piece from Jonathan Turley of him talking about this issue. He wrote a piece, an op-ed, that addresses it. And so what Joey and I were saying yesterday, I think that what Trump is doing, which he does a lot, is he's getting the conversation initiated on this thing. Because when you really look at it, and even the writers of the 14th Amendment kind of came up with the fact that, this isn't for, people to be dropping kids in the United States so they can be citizens. That's not what it's made for. Let's go to the phones and go. Is that David? Hey, David, welcome aboard.
Yes, how y'all today?
We're very good, David.
You know, I find it amazing that the party that gave me a $7,000 deductible is dictating the message on health care. And the Republicans are just silent. I don't understand it.
Yeah, they have it. And, you know, I've been talking about this for months. Every poll that I was looking at had healthcare number one, the economy number two. And when you look at who do you think will do better for healthcare, the Democrats win in that. And the Republicans used to own that. They had a good chunk of that, but they lost it because they just gave up on the subject.
Well, here's my opinion. I think the Republican establishment, all the while, even when they were having all their votes 3 or 4 years ago, had aligned themselves with the insurance companies, and they had no intention of repealing it. And so they put this mishmash bill out there that they couldn't get passed in the Senate. But I remember this comment by Martha Rovey, was that we had a great bill, but the people like Jordan, the ones that really stuck to their guns on repealing it, they sabotaged it. So the establishment was against replacing it from the get-go, in my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you, the insurance lobby is a very powerful lobby in Washington, D.C., very, very powerful. And they were the ones that were all behind the Obamacare because they saw nothing but dollar signs. More people that have insurance means that they would need more medical care and more medical and more hospitals. So you had the AMA, you had the American Hospital Association, the all drug companies, all these people who were behind this thing. But it was a piece of crap bill, and it's basically draining people.
It is. You know, I had a recent bout of pneumonia that's cost me about $1,100, even though I pay $400 a month for my Blue Cross.
Really?
But you won't hear the Republicans talk about it. I think the sooner Paul Ryan goes out the door, the better. And to change things, they're going to have to elect somebody as speaker if we keep the House besides McCarthy, because McCarthy's just going to go along to get along, You people don't like health care, just shut up, sit down, and be quiet.
Let me, to McCarthy's defense, if you judge Paul Ryan as a moderate and you give him an 8 on the moderate scale, McCarthy would be at about a 4.5 or 5. So he's not, he is much more towards the conservative side than Paul Ryan ever dreamed of. But Paul Ryan was a fiscal hawk, and he saw everything with, you know, everything was money to him.
Yeah, well, I think Ryan and the Boehner crowd of the Republicans have done just as much damage as the Pelosi and then Schumer Democrats, because they've just allowed everything to persist, and they're not stepping up and fighting what they campaigned on. So,
well, I'm not sure if I put Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi in the same category. Well, but here's something to think about, though, David, is that the more that you're going to have a more conservative Congress this time than we've had before, because all of these old institutional people, the 27 that didn't run, if they're going to be replaced by Republicans, it will be a much more conservative Republican.
Well, let's hope so, and let's hope we get the turnout, and, you know, at least hold the House. Cause
there you go. Well, see, and a good one will be Arizona, McSally versus Flake. David, thanks for the telephone call. Can I fit James in there? Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. I've been out of town for about 10 days.
Where you been?
Richmond, Virginia.
All right. Comstock, Terry.
Visiting my daughter. Heard some ads up there, political brat, and his ads against, I think her name was Groundstein or something like that. But isn't the Washington baseball team named Nationals?
They are.
Isn't that the same Nationals that is being banned by colleges now? You cannot use the word nationalist.
Well, it's what they're beating. It's what they're beating Donald Trump up with, and the only reason they're doing that is because some white supremacist groups will embed that into their conversation, but it's not the same thing. Nationalist is somebody who is for the nation.
Yes.
Not the nation, right. Not the white nation, but the nation.
Yes. I agree. I thought if it was such a bad term, and they would be coming down on them like they did the Redskins and Braves and everybody else. But, you know, they like to key these words and use them against Republicans. No, we don't seem to do that against Democrats.
Oh, no, absolutely. And a good one is that, notice that Farrakhan is not mentioned in the slaughter, in the killing of these Jews. Farrakhan is not even mentioned anywhere out of this thing.
Sir.
But think about what he has said about Jews.
Yes, sir. And one big thing up in Virginia that they mentioned a lot on the radio, of course, your radio is 10 times better than theirs, is the fact that this was a Trump hater that did the Jewish shooting.
Yeah.
And they emphasized that very heavily while I was up there. But, it's good to be back and hear.